1 Corinthians 12 through 14 is an awesome text, and it undergirds so much of life within the church. So much happens in connection to these next few chapters, and so I'm excited to share together with you in a journey through these verses. Let me just say, out of the gate, many times when the topic of the Holy Spirit and spiritual gifts comes up, the attention immediately goes to the debates, the discussion. Well, what is speaking in tongues, and should we be doing that, and is there a prayer language that we should have, and is it more holy to do this, and what if you've never spoken in tongues? Does that mean you're not really saved or surrendered to the Lordship of Christ? What about dreams and visions? What do we do with those? Is that revelation from God? How do we interact with that? How about the second baptism and the outpouring of the Spirit in specific, tangible, visible ways that some practice in many churches? What about healing? What is up with that gift? Does that gift exist? And if so, who has it? And why do people who are sick die if it does exist? And so many questions about the gift of prophecy and revelation. I have a word from the Lord. What kind of word from the Lord? And what authority does that word have? And how does that compare to the word of God? And what do I do with that? Right? There's all the questions. And there's many debates and discussions that have been focused over the years on these things. And we're going there, okay? We're going to go there, but not today. Not today. What I want to do today is establish the forest for the tree. Okay, I want us to look back and really allow the Lord to pour the foundation for the discussion, for the fullness of the Spirit and all of what we understand. So I can't wait. This is going to be a great journey. I have found it tremendously helpful as I've been studying and preparing and digging in these things. And what I would encourage you to do is be an expositional listener. I want you to be an expositional listener. I would encourage you to take the questions, the reservations, the hesitations, the issues you might have had from the past, leverage them to God's Word. Okay? So as we move through these texts, as you listen to any sermon, and you kind of know where we're going to be based upon where we were the week before, read those verses ahead of time. You might even get a commentary or two and study them out. Do some work on your own to prepare yourself for this journey as we move through. Write down your questions. Write down the things that come up to your mind and that bug you late at night when you're laying in bed and you can't sleep. Be an expositional listener. The goal of expositional preaching and listening is to let the text lead the way. What is the priority of the text? That's our priority. Automatic, default. What does the text mean? That's what it means. That's what we accept. Whether we agree or disagree, we accept the text as the authority in the room.